from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app with over 600 shows you can get by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E. You can also find the show on iTunes. The name of the show is the name of the free podcast. Search Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora and iTunes Podcasts right now. So, however you're listening in, thank you so much for tuning in. I truly cannot thank you enough for all that you do for Dan Tortora Broadcast Media and just listening to the show. I want to give a special warm welcome to someone that's been on the show before, and now he's back with me in a National Signing Day special for the 2016 incoming class for Syracuse Orange Football, and that is none other than Liam O'Sullivan, offensive guard, coming from Maine South High School in Park Ridge, Illinois. He verbally committed to Syracuse before Christmas on December 14th of 2015, and now is fresh off signing that national letter of intent and sending it in to Syracuse, so he is officially orange in this moment right now that we're speaking. Liam, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, Liam. And first and foremost, bring me through this. Now that you've come to the end of your recruitment, it's all said and done. You've signed your name on the dotted line. You're officially Syracuse. When you look back on the beginning of your recruitment to right now, what did you learn from the recruiting process?
It's almost like a business for a lot of people. You know, you're investing into a business. Like, what are you? You're investing into a company. Like, what's the best for you? What are you going to make? What are you gonna make more money? Like, obviously you don't make money, but like how are you gonna be the most successful? So it's kind of taught me a lot about that. You know, making tough decisions.
When you look at the opportunity that you have in front of you, I mean, after college, professional teams decide whether or not they want you. You're in a situation right now that is a little bit different, in that through your recruiting process and for any recruit from high school, you choose what college you want to go to based off the ones that have offered you. What was that situation like for you to sit down and know that you had the opportunity to make the decision as opposed to your potential future where a team is going to make the decision on you?
I'd say it's a better situation, you know, where you get to pick, so like, you know, like it's number one. Green Bay Packers to pick me up because I hate Green Bay, but like this way, like I can figure out whatever team I want to be on. Like, and, you know, I think that's awesome. You know, I get to pick for myself what's the best opportunity for me.
And when you look at the situation that you're in with Syracuse, now that you've signed that national letter of intent, and we've talked about this before, but to share with everybody, what is it about Syracuse that made them the right team for you? That when you had this opportunity to make your decision, you chose Syracuse above everybody else?
I mean, I love the coaches, the fight power by football, the school in general. You know, it's probably like it's the place that's gonna make me, you know, the best I want to be. You know,
what is it about Syracuse that makes you feel like you can be the best that you want to be? What is it about this program and this coaching staff and this school that makes you believe that they're going to get the best out of you?
Every day, like what we do, like I've seen them winning at Bowling Green, I saw them winning at Eastern Illinois, like a lot of the coaches, and you know, it's like they all like to win, and I like to win, and I know I'm going to be pushed to my limits in order to win, and that's how I want to be.
When you look at being pushed to your limits, what can you say is your limit? Do you constantly push yourself to make that line a little bit farther? How do you look at your limits and what you expect out of yourself?
Well, I always like compare myself to, like, you know, who else has, like, people that are my size and people to play my position and stuff. And I always try to push myself, you know, to be better than that, you know, like, do my best. And, like, I'm a very competitive person, so I can never, like, you know, I always have to be one step better than everyone else. And I think that's what really drives me.
What are some of the things you've learned about yourself, Liam, when you look back on your time in high school and playing football in general? What have you learned the most about who you are on the field at this point?
Well, I say I'm a psycho on the football field. you know, it's just like my I have a switch that goes on. Like, I'm a nice person off the field, but when I get on that football field, I'm a whole different person. And, you know, I guess it helps a lot.
What makes you a psycho on the field? What puts you in that situation? How do you get yourself there?
You know, when I see the, like, play people I'm going up against, and I know, he might be able to, like, do something, like, I get a mentality, like, I just have to beat him with my, like, I have to, you know, be mean at him. I need to make him scared, and that's what I do.
How do you balance the two? Because it's something that's been said to me before here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, that when you're playing football, you're the nicest person off the field, but like you said, you could become a psycho on the field. How do you balance the two and make sure that the psycho doesn't go into normal life and that the calm, passive, I don't want to hit anybody, doesn't go onto the field? How do you balance them and make sure they're in the right place?
Well, I kind of let the whole psych, like the, you know, I kind of let everything out when I play football. You know, it's kind of like a stress reliever. I'm able to, you know, just like let my anger out on that field and not on the person in front of me, you know? And that's what kind of helps. And, you know, I'm always been, like, very calm and very, you know, not as, like, mean and hyped up as, like, I mean, like, that was what made me, like, calm outside of football, is I'm already, you know, relieving all that stress on the field.
When you go out there and you're relieving that stress on the field, how do you channel it and make sure that you put it in the right place? Because, you know, they say everybody needs an outlet to get out their stress, to get out the things that bother you. How do you bring that all central and then use it as your power, so to speak? Because sometimes people get stressed out. They're all over the place. They can't corral all of their emotions, and it works against them. How do you take all of those emotions, all of the stress, everything that's bothering you, and centralize it so that you can do what you need to do on the field?
Well, I don't feel like it makes me more, like, you know, aware of what's going on, and, like, you know, it makes me more, like, powerful and things like that. I use that more. And, you know, it's just like, it's not like I'm, you know, like, screaming on the field, you know, completely losing it. It's just like, My mentality is like I gotta be mean than the guy over me, and like I kind of like, and I like I just kind of like, you know, like it's like this mindset of like just like being the guy over me, but doing it the right way, you know, doing it so that I don't get flagged, I don't get any of that. I do it so that I'm just so it's legal and, you know, good hearty football.
When you're getting rid of that stress on the field, Liam, and when you're going to be doing it for Syracuse in the future, like you said, you want to hit clean, you want to play clean. How do you take all that stress, all that energy, everything that you have, everything you need to expel and get rid of on the field, how do you make sure that you are being clean and doing things the right way when you have all of that energy and all that stress that you're putting together on the field? How do you make sure that you're playing the right way through it all? And like you said, I mean, you said it kind of helps you to see things a little bit clearer, but when you are upset or something's bothering you or something happened during the week and you're like, that's all right, I'm going to take it out on the field on Saturday, how do you make sure that you play clean through it all, even if the guy across from you doesn't?
If it's, you know, like, I feel like I can beat you the right way, you know, that's how I want to beat you. I want to do it the wrong way. I don't feel satisfied with it. I want to beat you the right way, you know, like how it's supposed to be done. And that's how I kind of do it. If I'm not beating you the way that you're not, like, you're supposed to play, then it's like that doesn't make any sense, you know? Like, you got to do it the right way.
Absolutely. And in doing it the right way, you made the decision that Syracuse – was the right way for you to go, the right place for you to be. You and I have talked about it before, Liam, but share with everybody, now that you've signed that dotted line, what made Syracuse the right way, the right fit, the right place for your future?
Mostly, I'd say what really swung me was playing Power 5 football. You know, I've always wanted to play Power 5 football. Who Syracuse plays and, you know, who they're up against, their schedules. You know, I thought that was going to be the most fun football for me, you know. We're going to play the best every week, and I that's what I want to do.
I want to look at this coaching staff with Dino Babers and his group. Just what you could say about them. Who have you really built a relationship with that helped you to sign this letter today?
Coach Lewis, definitely. He's been recruiting me for the last 2 years now, and built a great relationship with him. And Coach Lynch too. Coach Lynch is a very cool guy, and both of those guys have been, you know, really awesome, and we've been able to get things done. They're high paced guys. They want to get things done, and I'm just like that too. And they've been really helpful and really good coaches to help me get through all this.
I want to start with Sean Lewis, one of the co-offensive coordinators with Mike Lynch and also the quarterback's coach. What can you say about your relationship with Sean Lewis, what he means to you personally, and how that helped you to say that Syracuse was the right fit, specifically when it comes to Sean Lewis?
You know, he's a really good guy. You know, I knew that, my mom was him. In fact, he's a person that you can go to, he cares about his players. You know, you go on a few of these junior days, and, you know, it's a lot of these coaches are just, you know, what's going to make them look better. But he's a lot about, what about the players, you know. And that's what I really respect about him. And that's really made me sway, too. That's a big part of it.
And then as far as Mike Lynch goes, he's going to be your specific coach, your position coach for the offensive line. He's the other co-offensive coordinator. What can you say about Mike Lynch and your relationship with him and how much that had to do with your decision?
Well, he's just, showed me, what I would be doing with, as an offensive lineman with him, and, made me feel comfortable, with what I'd be doing as a player and everything like that, and how he makes me a better player. And I thought that was a huge part of it. And, you know, he's just been real help. He's, you know, dotting eyes and everything with going through this recruiting thing, you know, making sure everything's done correctly. And he just seems like a guy that wants to get stuff done quick and fast. He wants to get his work done. That's what I'm all about, you know.
And when you look at your work ethic, Liam, what can you say about how you work, what you do? Because now, from the beginning of February here until the end of June, when you get onto Syracuse's campus in the summer, what's that work ethic like that you have, and what are some of those things that you're going to be focusing on in your workout regimen as you go forward for the next few months to be ready for Syracuse?
I think they give us a workout that we have to do, you know, but I'm trying to get as big as possible and, you know, trying to make sure that I'm not going to be the small offensive lineman when I get there. And, you know, because most of every offensive line coming in is bigger than me weight-wise. So I had to, you know, bulk up and make sure that I'm ready, able to take on what they're going to be throwing at me.
What are some of the things that you want to work on here, Liam? As you know that Syracuse is in the not-too-distant future. It's even more tangible now with your letter already sent in to the Syracuse Orange and everything official. What are some of those areas that you want to work on that you feel like you can get better at, places that you really want to make sure you get to, things that you achieve before you get to Syracuse?
Well, my speed is, that's what I hang my head on. I'm very fast, and for an offensive lineman, and, you know, not many people can count my speed. And I want to keep my speed, but I want to get bigger, and that's my main goal. I want to be 285, 290, by the end of the summer. I want to be a big guy, but I don't want to be fat. I still want to have my speed.
When you look at that speed, Orange is the New Fast is one of the taglines that Dino Babers and his staff are using. What does it mean to you as an offensive lineman, and how confident are you to get up and down that field quickly in a fast offense?
high school, like, we ran the fast offense, and I felt way more comfortable in it. I felt like it keeps the defense on the, like it keeps them on their toes. A lot of times they're not ready for what we're throwing at them, and I love that. If you know what you're doing and you're doing it right, you should do it fast. It's perfect.
And then as far as your strengths, when you look at where you are right now, things that you've built over the years from playing football, what would you say you're the best at, Liam, when it looks at the offensive line, when you look at who you are and what you've become? What are your best attributes right now?
I'd say definitely, like, I'd say at the end, speed. Like, when I have to go to the secondary, you know, it's just, like, my speed going can, like, really, like, catch, you know, they don't expect me to move as fast as I do and as quick as I do.
What's your family going to do to celebrate now that you've signed that letter? What's the celebration going to be?
I think my mom and my dad are taking me and my little brother out to dinner. We're going to go to my favorite restaurant down in Madison Park in Chicago and, you know, get a big meal. And, you know, it's probably going to be like a little bit of a family party on Saturday or Sunday. And, yeah, I think everyone's just really excited for me and really happy for what I've accomplished.
And in closing out here, Liam, when you look at Syracuse in the future, what do you want to say to the fans to give you an opportunity to speak to them directly? What should fans know about Liam O'Sullivan and the future of Syracuse football?
That promise that we're going to win, no doubt.
And finally, Liam, to look at yourself, to look inward as a student, as a football player, and as a person overall, if I asked you to give a mission statement of who you are, who would you say is Liam O'Sullivan?
A ruthless football player. I just want to win. That's all I want to do.
Well, simple as that and good enough. Somebody who wants to win and believes that Syracuse can do so and now has signed his national letter of intent to make sure that he's a part of that upcoming history and the growth that he believes in. Liam, as always, it's been an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to speak with you, and you know that you and I will be talking throughout this process as you get ready, and eventually we'll be at Syracuse practicing with the team sooner than later. So thank you, Liam, for everything. Once again, congratulations, and God bless.
Thank you. Thank you very much.